This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Advantages Digital Learning Solutions, where learning is reimagined.
Hi, and welcome to Learning Reimagined. I'm Allison Dampier.
And this is Sandy Gamba.
Good afternoon, everybody, and happy December. I cannot believe we are just days away from Christmas. Oh my goodness, the year has flown.
We wrapped up 2021. I'm so excited. And I don't know, I'm really excited about 2022. I think it's just the number sequence and just an opportunity to turn the page, and it's just a brand new year, brand new slate, and I'm just so excited. But before we move forward, I'm happy to just take a moment and let's reflect back on how incredible 2021 was.
I agree. Yeah, in this episode of Learning Reimagined, we are going to just look back at 2021. It's been quite a year. I would love to say that COVID is behind us, but unfortunately it is not. So it's interesting to see how the world has pivoted and how our podcast, we started it back in, I think our very first podcast episode aired in February. And I swear, I think the first 6 months, probably even longer, every podcast didn't revolve around COVID, but definitely had mentions of COVID and the pandemic and responses to that and effects of that. So it's been quite a year.
Well, and so exciting too, because I think after 2020, it was just such a reflective time that we pretty much spent all year, like you said, just touching back, but yet moving forward. And mm-hmm. And like you said, even though we're still not 100% through this pandemic, we've definitely all have moments of okay, let's move forward. Let's now, you know, jump into what's next. And for our students, they've been so resilient, and our families and our parents and our teachers, it's just been an exciting time to have a whole year of podcasts that we can reflect on mm-hmm. and grow and learn so much from. Our speakers were so engaged, and I learned so much personally from them that I found myself truly looking forward to either listening back and you know, just learning from what they said months ago. So mm-hmm. I definitely mm-hmm. loved being able to tap back into those moments and learning from our experts.
Oh, I agree. One of my favorites was when we spoke with Claudia Schwartz. We actually had her on twice. She works with youth and in the mental health and family and marriage counseling. And just, she's such a wealth of information just personally. As I raised two teenage daughters, oh gosh, nope, my other daughter is no longer a teenager. Two young ladies as we navigate that and the effects on marriage and the effects on your own career and just dealing with basically being a parent and a professional. And I learned so much. I always enjoy my time with Claudia, and re-listening to her episodes has been pretty fun this past week. I've gone back and kind of gone through a few of them. I listened to them, just a little fun tidbit. On my podcasting app, I'm able to listen to it at higher speed. And so as I go through a second time, I listen to it at 1.5 or 2 so that I can listen to all of it, but just it goes faster, just so I can refresh my memory on all of the things that we discussed. And there are so many great tips and tools that we had from Claudia. So I really enjoyed doing that this past week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other one, remember Dean Catrice? Just being,
oh my gosh, yes,
a dad tidbit, or just leadership and just allowing your students to just grow and just be who they are. And that truly just really capitalizing on everybody's strengths as opposed to highlighting. And I guess that's a good time to reflect now that it's finals week and
right, absolutely,
with our kids. And you know, it's just wrapping up that semester and how maybe you didn't feel like you did 100%, but it's all okay. And just mm-hmm. loving them where they're at.
Right. And I also have really enjoyed our teacher panel, and I look forward to having them back in January. And just hearing from the ground floor, like what our schools are like, and that whole crazy TikTok challenge in the bathrooms, and just, oh my gosh, it's been a little bit nuts with TikTok in the middle schools. But I've really, truly enjoyed our teacher panel, and welcoming Carol to join our teacher panel as well, our new addition.
Joy.
She is. She is. That is the best word. She emanates just joy. Emanates. I think that's the correct term, the correct pronunciation. She's just positive. And we need more Carols in this world. She's just been wonderful to get to know a little bit through the podcast. And then having her on individually was really fun too. And that was recently, right near Thanksgiving. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've enjoyed that.
Just ideas on how to engage our students through the holidays, mm-hmm. regardless what age they are. So that's all bringing reality right to our doorstep.
So. Yeah. And the other one, one of our most listened to podcast, actually, I think it was our most listened to podcast, was our podcast with Megan Sladen Parent and the discussion on teen suicide. It was a very heavy topic. Hit very close to home for us because we had recently lost a student to suicide. But it was interesting to hear, very thought-provoking to hear from her and her world where she deals so much with youth and teen suicide. And so that was good. But then we also were able to bring her back to discuss bullying. And that was another one that was very... It was great because I always joke around about bullying. I feel like it's a very overused word. So it was great for me personally. It was a very great learning experience for me to just really delve into the definition of bullying and what truly it is and the long lasting effects and how it affects the bully as well as the person being bullied. So
it gave us a different perspective. And I know that it's a critically important topic because we want to acknowledge how critical that is and how real the circumstances are, especially in our online environment, but also just having a brand new perspective. And Megan truly helped us to walk through that. Because there's so much that can be done and instrumental steps that mm-hmm. be looked at.
Right. So. I learned a lot during that particular episode.
Yes.
Definitely. We've had a great year of
And our coach, he was amazing.
Oh, Coach Dwayne. Oh,
love him.
That was another very well listened to episode talking to the NCAA coach, D1 coach, Coach Dwayne Broussard. He's just an engaging human. In general, I just really truly
I found myself cheering on TCU because I know his basketball team is there, and so it was just really exciting. So he was
good. they definitely have a couple new fans in us, that's for sure. Yeah. It's been a fun year. We have expanded our market, which is great. Our listener reach, we are now in 3 countries, which, gosh, it's overwhelming to me to even think that there's people around the globe listening to us, which
it's insane. It's so fun to see that. I love looking at the statistics, and I'm just so excited that we have that reach and love hearing back from the listeners. I think mm-hmm. that's one of my favorite things as well.
Me too. I really like connecting with the audience. And so that leads us to the year of 2022. Sandy and I have put together some goals for us and for this podcast. And our producer has put together a couple goals for us, one of which Sandy and I are trying to navigate, but it's becoming more present to our audience. And so you will start seeing us more on Instagram. We're going to be doing, the new term is Reels.
Yeah.
Right? I think it was Reels.
We're jumping in with both feet.
Yes. We're going to do Reels that will then get posted to the stories. Yeah. Check that out. I'm so
hip. Trying to go live. So please be patient as we embrace it and run with it. And we're having so much fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. So we just want to be more present and just get our audience members to just really connect with us and share with us how the podcast is affecting you, any ideas for the podcast, and who would like to be on the podcast. We love having guests, and we want to know what else is out there? Who else do we need to listen to? We have a giant Google Drive going right now of all of the different experts and topics we want to cover in 2022. So we're really looking forward to that. We are not stopping. We're moving forward with some really cool ideas.
And one of the best things about working together, Allison, through the years is we just really take on a goal and embrace it. And even if we don't know how to execute it, we find a way. Mm-hmm. And this whole podcast has been just yet another example of doing that. And there's no one in this universe I'd rather do that with.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm just so happy because next year is just going to be another year of learning and embracing. And I really want to stress that to our listeners is don't be afraid to jump into a goal that you may not know how to do it, but it just mm-hmm. makes being on the other side so much sweeter. I love
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So regarding goal setting, Sandy and I, part of what makes us who we are, I think, was our experience that we shared together. Back in 2018, we went to a leadership conference and we met a man named Jesse Itzler. And I've mentioned him in prior podcasts, but he is so big on setting goals. He has a giant calendar that he carries around with him everywhere. Even in the digital age, he still likes the pen to paper. Writing down goals and that sort of thing is just so important to him. So he has this big calendar that he carries everywhere. And he makes it a goal every month to try something new. So he obviously has, he's about my age, but he also has a lot of money and resources. So he's able to do things like hire an Italian teacher because his goal was to learn Italian, that sort of thing. But he also does littler, smaller goals. And one of them, to do the polar club, the polar bear club, is that what you call it?
Yes.
At some frozen lake somewhere. I don't remember what it was, but that was a free one. But, that was one of the things he wanted to put on his monthly challenge. He created a challenge for every month to try something new, learn something new.
And he even challenged his kids. Mm-hmm. He's got little ones. And mm-hmm. it was so beautiful to be able to see that and have them try something brand new to them.
Right.
Really excite them and propel them to do that.
Yes, so- he did. He involves his whole family. And I tried that with my own kids who were in the middle of the pandemic. I said, okay, we're on lockdown, but what can we learn? Everybody has to pick one or two things that you want to learn over the next 6 weeks. My oldest daughter said, I want to learn how to pick a lock. I have no idea where that skill will come in for her, but she learned how to pick a lock.
And you'll keep other posted on where that goes.
Right. I'm afraid, actually. And then my other daughter wanted to learn how to knit. And so she started knitting and crocheting. So I think it's really important to involve your families. And Sandy and I have done the same thing. We've created our own list of goals. And for 2021, top of our list was to start the podcast. So kudos to us because we did that. Mm-hmm. And now we're looking at 22 and setting our goals for 2022. And so we have a lot of experts that we want to bring in. Some of them are reach. Some are people who have their own podcast that we really would like to get on our show. So it should be very exciting. But yes, the goal setting every month, I like to have some short-term goals and some long-term goals. Always I include a physical goal, try to do something in terms of exercise. This past year, I joined a push-up challenge, which my goal was just to do it for 3 months. And once I hit the 3 months, I thought, I could do it for three more, so I can make it to half the year. Then once I made it to half the year, I'm like, what the heck? I can do the whole year. And it's not the push-up challenge was to do a push-up for every day on the calendar. So if it's the fifth, you do 5 push-ups, but then you have to do it in the multiples of whatever the month it is. So if it's the third month and it's the fifth, you do 15 push-ups. And then by the 30th, you're doing 90 push-ups, 3 times 30, excuse me. So you can see where I am here in December. I have tendonitis in both elbows. I am cranky as I'll get out at the end of the night when I'm doing these things, but I have 14 days left at this moment in time.
And
I did it.
Awesome.
It's, if you had told me January 1st, when I said, yeah, I'll do it, that I would still be doing it come December, I wouldn't have believed you.
You did it. Another goal that I love and I do try to stay true to it is reading a book a month.
Oh, that's a good one.
And so this last year I did incorporate, I had a lot of traveling. So I incorporated the audiobooks. And at first I thought I was, you know, cheating my own.
Cheating.
Right. But it, you know, I'm like, I'm totally at peace with it because I was being read to, and I think that's also okay.
Right.
So wonderful. I was so excited. So that's something that I want to do again in 2022.
That's a great goal.
So
Can they be books for pleasure, or do they have to be like educational type things?
I do both.
Okay.
Both. That's why I say like a minimum of. So mm-hmm. if it's March and I did find myself getting behind, so it's like, oh no, I want to read. And so whether it's for fun or a leadership one for sure. So just a little bit of both, because they both.
I love that. I also think it's very important to do some sort of mental health goal. I did a goal for 2021 and I am admitting to the whole universe, I failed. Epically, I failed. I wanted to have a day a month that I took off of work and I just focused on me. I either took the day to go skiing or took a day to get a massage, take a day to spend it with one of my daughters or with a friend, something like that, just to really get out of the office and just focus on my well-being. And I didn't do it.
Okay, I know you said you didn't do it because your goal was to have a full day off every month. But I do believe that you fit in coffee moments or, you mm-hmm. know, just so much more concentrated on being in the present.
Yes.
With your girls and mm-hmm. your family and your friends. And I know that I certainly got a lot of that, you know, one-on-one. So I think mm-hmm. you did do it. So I don't think it was an epic fail.
Okay, it wasn't an epic fail, just a semi kind of sort.
2022, I, you know, do keep to that and make it, whether it's the 17th of each month or whatever it is that you select. And
there's room for growth for me there.
Providing the structure of maybe selecting mm-hmm. the third Friday or, you know, whatever it is.
Right. That's a good idea.
Because I think oftentimes we make these goals and regardless of what that goal is, without having that structure in place, it's easier to let it fall by the wayside.
You're absolutely right. And that's why Jesse Itzler, back to him, he's so big on having the calendar and putting that pen to paper. He says, if you don't write a goal down, it's just a wish.
Right.
And I'm like, that's true. That's when I wrote it down, but I didn't schedule it. And he's very big on scheduling. You know, you put it in there, you put it in your calendar, and you make sure that it happens. And so that's one thing that I'm really going to try to do this year with my personal goals. My professional goals, those I'm very diligent with because, you know, we have so many people that we are accountable to within our company that, We talk about them far more often. Every quarter, we discuss how we are with our goals. So they're much more present.
Structure too.
Yeah, they're much more structured. And so I think I need to do that both with my mental health goals and my personal physical goals as well. I think that will be very helpful.
Yeah, no,
that'll be good.
Just adding that component, I think, would be beneficial for all of us.
Mm-hmm. And that's something we're starting within our company is we're doing company-wide goal setting. And I open up the resource that we are using. It's a very basic, just a goal worksheet, basically, to help you define what your goal is and then steps that will help you achieve that goal. And then it just, and a timeline, you know, when do you think you can have this done by? What can we do to help you with that? I've always set goals. I think it's just like the leader in me from just even in middle school, I would write down goals for every year. And I don't necessarily do that just on the first of the year. I do monthly goals. We might come into March and I be like, you know, I really need to increase my exercise. My goal for March is to, you know, add biking or, you know, whatever it happens to be. Mm-hmm. I don't wait just till January. January is a very obvious time to start goals. But I think it's fine to readjust them and assess them as you go along as well.
I agree. And the other thing I also love to do, and I have done this with my two kids, is vision casting, doing a vision board. So just so you can see it. No, mm-hmm. it's not just, I love the resource that we're going to post. It's the goal setting. Mm-hmm. And I will also do that with my two kids. But I have always incorporated a vision board so we can actually like walk.
That is something I have never done.
I love it. And I have found that it works so well just to be able to visually see what I want, pretending that it's already occurred. So I work towards that every day. And it's so exciting though, because I my kids are now, they're in college. So I have a first year and a second year in college, and I've kind of gone into their rooms and I'll see it like reflected on one of the closet doors or on a piece of, you know, part of his desk. I can see what them incorporating these vision board ideas. It doesn't have to be pretty and gorgeous. And the perfectionist in me does want things to be pretty and level and everything, but I've let some of that go. And the more important part is just throwing it up there and see what sticks. And so just incorporating that in with my goals, I found to be more fruitful. It just helps me get into life.
That is great. Maybe I should try that this year, a vision board. I've never done one.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Love it. And I even brought it down to the level of an index card at one point. Like I just want to carry it with me. I throw it in my calendar and I just see it. So I have a portable one as well as the one I see.
A portable vision board. I love it.
I do.
I always do my goals on my phone. Like I do it pen to paper, but then I also put it in my phone and I have like a little checklist next to it. Oh, and so I see it. I refer back to it throughout the year. I just do my own little check-ins, like, okay, what are my goals? And then I also do, another one that I wanted to incorporate was like staff development, birthday cards for everybody in our company. And I did that. I made sure we did that. Sandy has inspired me. She does a stack of cards every month and she has them on her desk. And she just picks three people and mails out cards, which I think is so important because we just need to get fun mail as well.
I love that. I can't even tell you how often I go to my mailbox and it's drudgery. Like I don't want to get bills all the time. And I do those online. I just don't want to get fun mail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that's such a great learning, or just a lesson that we all received out of the pandemic was just the importance of connecting with people. Mm-hmm. And even though we aren't as free to travel as, you know, I had hoped we would be by now. But we're got the Zoom fatigue going. So we're not doing the Zoom happy hours with our friends anymore. It's just kind of, that's old now. People are getting back into their just normal day-to-day routines, but we still are missing that human to human connection. So I think the cards are such a, yeah, it's just such a great way to connect with people. And I'm inspired by that, Sandy. So I'm going to improve on that this year as well.
Awesome. I'm excited. Yes.
So check your mailbox.
For sure.
Well, I think this has just been a fun look at 2021, a very encouraging look at 2022. We will be, just to give you some highlights of what we're looking forward to in 2022, we're going to continue with our teacher panel, but we're going to actually do a student panel, which I think will be fascinating. I love to learn from the mouth of babes.
Yes.
We are looking to get some international students to talk a little bit about what education is like outside of the U.S. On a heavier topic, we are bringing in an expert who deals with sex trafficking. I think that it's a heavy topic, but it's also going to be very educational for all of us, I think. Gosh, we have so many ideas. Traveling, incorporating travel and education, because I strongly believe by summer 22, we're going to be traveling like normal again. We're going to have somebody on to talk about paying for college and some ideas, creative things to do to help with paying for college, studying abroad, career technical, budgeting and how budgets in the schools work. Sounds kind of boring, but it's actually super interesting when you hear how money gets divvied up between schools and what schools get more
and the impact that parents can have also from parent groups.
So. Yeah, I think it'll give us a lot of compassion for the folks that are dealing with budgeting. So we have a lot of great ideas. we also are hoping to talk to one of my favorite ideas for 2022 is to talk to somebody from the SOLA group in terms of, it's a group out of Afghanistan, and it was a school for women in Afghanistan that just was recently displaced, and now they're in Rwanda. And to hear from her and the experiences that they've had, that one's a goosebump one. That one just really gets me. I'm hoping to talk to another individual about student leadership and getting our kids more developed as leaders. We have on the roadmap a admissions director from a university, from a D1 university. So we're going to hopefully get some more information about applying to colleges and what to look for there. We have a lot of good stuff. So we're really excited. We appreciate all of you for tuning in every other week to hear what we have to share. And please reach out to us and let us know other ideas you may have. We gave you a little tip of the iceberg about what we've got going on, but we are definitely open to ideas and suggestions. We really want to know what you want to know.
Yes. We invite you all to continue to DM us on our Learning Reimagine the Pod Instagram site. We look forward to doing just incorporating more. So 2022, here we come.
Here we come. We really appreciate all of you for keeping with us all of 21. Wish you the best, a happy new year, merry holidays, all of that great stuff. Thank you so much. We'll see you next year. Thank you so much for listening to Learning Reimagined. If you are enjoying this podcast, please help us spread the word by clicking the subscribe button or share your favorite episodes with families and friends, and leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts.